Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Wings of Summer Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID cards as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke & Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, the Angie app, and RoofMax. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
So glad to be here with you on this beautiful weekend. We hope it's nice where you are and you are enjoying taking on projects around your house. If you're not, if you're frustrated, if you're stuck, well, heck, we can help. Give us a call right now with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. 888-666-3974, or post your questions at moneypit.com. We've got a fun show planned for you today, starting with, can you imagine this? You see a dark spot on the walls of your home, and then that spot begins to move. If you do, it's probably a centipede, or as they are more commonly known than very gross, thousand-leggers. We're going to share how to make your home a less welcome space for these fast and very freaky predators.
And if your garden is looking like it's had too much sun, one of the best ways to make sure that your plants are thriving is with micro-irrigation. We're going to share how this system of tiny sprayers gets water right where you need it.
And if you do a lot of painting, but you have yet to try out a paint sprayer, well, we can tell you this, you're working too hard. We're going to share a new technology that makes quick work of big projects.
Well, whatever it is you are working on, guys, it is almost the end of summer. I know it's early August, but I'm just, you know, thinking to the fall, and I know that we're getting busy with things around the house, and maybe the kids are gearing up to go back to school. So you've got some projects you want to tackle. Let us help you get all of those done. So give us a call anytime. We're standing by to lend a hand.
Give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask for the quickest possible response. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading out to Texas, we've got Leroy on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
All the AC vents in the house work just fine. We're blowing out, you know, cold, you know, fast air, except for our one back bedroom, which is our smallest room.
Right.
Barely any air blows out of it, and I don't know what might be going on with the ducting up there, or, you know, like I said, barely any air blows out there, and that, you know, smallest room should be getting the coldest, but it's actually getting the hottest.
Is that the farthest room away from where the air conditioner is located?
No, it's probably the second closest.
Really? Huh. If that's the case, there's no reason you should be getting such a reduced airflow. You definitely, to me, sounds like you have a kink in there somewhere. There's a blockage for some reason. Is there any way that you could get the register off? And sometimes with a flashlight and a mirror, you can look down the whole line of the duct and see if there's anything obvious that's blocking it. I can't imagine what it is, but if it got kinked maybe when it was first put in, who knows? It could have been like this since day one. That would definitely cause this problem. If it's the second closest to the air conditioner, you should not be having restricted airflow.
Right, and that's what I was kind of thinking, but I figured I'd ask somebody that knows a little bit more about the stuff than I do.
The other thing is where it comes off the air conditioning, you want to try to follow the ducts at that point, because sometimes there's dampers where you can control flow, and there's a small chance, I will say, not a big chance, a small chance, that you could have a damper on that line that's partially shut. Sometimes they put dampers on lines so that they can adjust the amount of air going to different parts of the house. If you see the damper, it's going to be inside the ducts. You won't see the actual damper, but you'll see the axle on which the damper operates, and the axle is going to have a flat on the end of it. And if the flat is perpendicular to the duct, it's closed. And if it's parallel to the duct, then it's fully open. So look for that. And it'll have a little handle on it, usually with a little hand-tightened nut on there, too, to stop it from breaking loose. So take a look for that as well. And if it turns out that you can't find it, sometimes it's easier to run a new duct than it is to try to fix the one that's there. So that's another option.
Right. No, I understand. Right. Yeah, no, I'm going to have to go give those options a try.
Good luck, Leroy.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
All right, now we've got Michelle in Iowa on the line, who's looking to spend some more time outdoors with a fire pit. How can we help with that project?
Well, we started making an outside fire pit with field stone, and our mortar that we seem to be using, it just seems like it's awful dry, and it's like it's cracking. So didn't know if you had a different brand that you thought would work or any suggestions.
Well, one tip is that if it's a really warm, dry day when you're working, you might want to consider putting some plastic over the areas that you're working on to slow the evaporation rate. Because if it dries really quickly, sometimes it can shrink and crack.
And no certain brand of mortar you think would work best, just what the stores recommend for outside fireplaces?
Well, I mean, Quikrete works extremely well, so you could look to the Quikrete brand. And one of the advantages of Quikrete is they've also got lots and lots and lots of videos online that give you the step-by-step on how to properly mix the product, for example, in this case.
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you from the Angie Studios. With Angie, it's never been easier to connect with skilled local professionals to get all your home projects done well. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, thousand leggers. They are definitely one very fast and freaky insect that we often spot in the summer. We're going to share how to show them the door next.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Just share your project online or with the Angie app. With Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros to find the best price for your project. So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. On our show, we talk a lot about the importance of making sure your gutters are working properly. If your gutters are clogged or if they have leaking seams and sections, overflowing water can really wreak havoc, causing everything from slippery sidewalks to flooded basements to even cracked foundations.
Now, another area where leaks are common is at the flashing between different roof sections or where vents or chimneys go through. Repairing both gutters and roof flashing requires a sealant that's easy to apply, durable, and flexible enough to expand and contract with the house.
DAP's new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Gutter and Flashing Sealant has all those qualities and more. It provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. It also has a fast 30-minute paint and rain-ready time, and it's designed for both exterior and interior use.
For gutter and flashing applications, AMP Gutter and Flashing High Performance Sealant stays flexible, crack-proof, and is backed by a lifetime guarantee. The sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide, or learn more at DAP.com.
August is National Curb Appeal Month, and a good time to take a look at your home's exterior. Now, if your sidewalk, your front porch, or your steps could use a makeover, there's an easy DIY solution. It's called Terrazzo from Deich Coatings. It's a decorative granite coating that rolls over concrete and masonry surfaces. There are 7 premixed colors that sparkle with fine grades of granite. You'll get instant curb appeal for your walkways, steps, and porches. That's Terrazzo Finishes. Order at DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects. The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with a rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And whether you're dealing with a repair or maybe you're dreaming about a renovation, consider us your coach, your helper, and your home improvement therapist for all things remodeling, decor, or fix-up. On the Money Pit podcast, you're going to get a lot of information and a lot of fun. Be sure to download today at moneypit.com/podcast.
Lauren in Florida is on the line with a lead paint question. How can we help you today?
Hi. My husband and I are remodeling a 1907 home that's been vacant for multiple years. So there's lots of damage. A lot of the paint's chipping off the windows. There's on the B-board and wainscoting, a lot of the paint's chipping off. And someone has gone in and put, like, sheetrock mud to texture over the original plaster walls, so some of that's chipping off. And we've got 3 young children, so we need to repaint this house and fix it, and we're really concerned about the lead paint issue.
Yeah, understandably so. And, I mean, your house is in the time frame where you do need to be concerned about lead paint. Now, we had an issue when we put central air conditioning in the house when my son was 6 months old. You know, when he was little, I didn't think that, you know, any concern, and they did a great job. They were very tidy. They contained all the dust, but something must have gotten on something. And when we had gone for his next exam, he had elevated lead levels, you know, probably from some dust getting on a toy and then the toy going in his mouth, anything. Anyway, it turned out, you know, after we did the next blood work, his levels went back to normal. So we were really not concerned at that point, but it is a very scary issue. Now, I'm not sure nationwide what the rules are, and maybe Tom can speak better on this, but in New York, when you are fairly certain that you've got lead paint or the time frame sort of dates it that way, you have to work with a painter or a contractor who's certified in sort of lead paint containment, if you will, because even if you have it on a window frame and you're opening and closing that window, you're creating little specks of lead dust that are getting into the air, and with small children, you do need to be concerned. So you do need to make sure that if you can, that this is done by a pro. I mean, there's nothing that regulates when a homeowner does it themselves, but knowing that you probably have lead paint and the small children in the home, I would just have a pro do it. And you want to make sure that things are taped off and really sealed up and cleaned very thoroughly. I mean, there are specific rules I know in New York State that allow for a contractor to be certified, and that's something you really want to look for.
Yeah, and especially because the paint is flaking in deteriorated condition right now. I mean, that's the highest risk for this, Lauren. So you're wise to proceed very cautiously and make sure that the contractor that you're working with is certified as a lead professional.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Lauren. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Michael in North Carolina, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We have a hot water heater in our garage on like an elevated plateau, and we noticed the other day there was a slight leak underneath it, but it looked like it might have been coming from a like a PVC type tube coming from the top of our water heater. That's the length of the water heater is the tube, and we've never seen water under that area before, and we now notice some of that. So I wasn't sure why, if it was a sweating situation or if some type of relief valve maybe or something like that, but I'm not sure why water would have been there.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's a temperature and pressure relief valve. It's mounted on the side of the water heater. It's designed to open up if the water heater develops too much pressure as a safety mechanism. However, they frequently wear and leak. So I'm going to tell you what you can try to do, but I'm also going to warn you. There's a lever on the side of that, and sometimes you get a little bit of a debris that's stuck inside that temperature and pressure valve. And you pull the lever, it'll shoot some water out that tube. You want to make sure you have a bucket under it. Just two or three times, it'll kind of blast some hot water out of there. However, the warning is that sometimes once you do that, the valve never sits back properly, and it ends up leaking worse. So it's possible you could make it worse by doing this, but that's worth trying. If you just want to leave a bucket under it, monitor it for a little while. How old is this water heater?
About 1998.
Oh, well, you know what? You're due for a new one. So 1998, I wouldn't wait too much longer before I replace that because, let's face it, it's about, what, 15 years old now? And so, you know, a water heater that gets past 10 is, you know, well on its way to needing to the end of its useful life. So I would, you know, you could monitor it, stick a bucket under there, keep an eye on it, but I think it's about time to think about replacing. It's not an emergency replacement, so you got some time to shop around. One of the problems with water heaters is once they do leak, they usually have to be done immediately, and people get taken advantage of because they need it today. But you're not in that situation, Michael, so you could take some time and shop around and find the one, the contractor that you want. But 15-year-old water heater, you might want to think about replacing it.
All right, sir. I appreciate that very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, imagine seeing a dark spot on the wall of your home, and then that spot begins to move. Well, it's probably a centipede, and while those bugs have many beneficial qualities, they are one pretty fast and freaky-looking bug to have to live with. Now, centipedes are usually referred to as thousand-leggers, but they actually only have between 30 and 354, which is still quite a lot of legs. I mean, that really is. They also have long antennae, they have powerful jaws, and they use those jaws to devour their prey, which are other bugs you don't want in the house.
Now, while centipedes can look pretty scary, they're not harmful to humans, pets, or the environment. They don't spread disease. They don't have noxious odors. In fact, they do have some beneficial qualities that you just mentioned, Leslie, because they eat other harmful pests that may appear in the home. And in fact, if you have a heavy infestation of house centipedes, you can bet they are there for a reason. So look closely and you are likely to find out what other insects they are feeding on.
All right. So now that we've totally grossed you out, here's how you can stop the infestations of those creepy crawling invaders from taking up residence at your house. So if you've got damp spaces, dry them out because they love those damp spaces. It's like a welcome mat for those centipedes and a host of other moisture-loving bugs like termites, cockroaches, even ants. And if you've got gaps and cracks, seal those up because the centipedes can get in, so you don't want that. You want to look around for cracks, crevices, holes in the foundation. Sealing up those voids is the first thing that needs to be done to keep those house centipedes away. And you can use an all-weather caulk for this job.
Now, if you'd like to get rid of them, another thing that you could do is to apply a spray foam insecticide. Now, spray foam insecticides come with sort of like a straw-like applicator, and they can be very helpful to get into those small outside spaces and seal up the holes and not allow the household pests to actually enter your house in the first place. And one other product that is most commonly used to kill house centipedes is simply an insecticidal dust. Just be sure to follow the directions of the manufacturer about application, usage, and safety for humans and pets. And if you've tried but you're still seeing those thousand leggers, you may need to call in a professional pest control service for the job. You're going to pay more, of course, but most pest control companies guarantee their work. And the pesticides they use are very targeted to the very specific insect they're treating and very, very effective.
Yeah, no matter what you call them, house centipedes, 100-leggers, I don't know, 808-leg animals, whatever you call them, these bugs can definitely cause plenty of frightening encounters in the home. But the good news is they won't cause you or the home any harm. You want to follow some tips, you'll get peace of mind, and then you can eliminate all of the pests at home. For more, check out our post, How to Get Rid of Thousand Leggers Without Getting Totally Grossed Out, on the MoneyPit.com site.
All right, now we've got Diane in Illinois who needs some extra storage space at her Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I have a deck off of our master bedroom, and it's a 12 by 12 deck, and I want to turn it into a walk-in closet, and I want to bring my washer and dryer from the basement upstairs and put it into that closet.
Well, this sounds like a good project, Diane, but I have to tell you that generally when people try to convert a deck into a finished room, I've seen it done many, many times, especially in the 20 years I spent as a professional home inspector. it just doesn't work for a lot of reasons. Now, I can understand that you want it to, you know, flow nicely into the house and all of that, but you're really talking about an addition here. And if you're going to build an addition, you typically are going to build it different than a deck. What I would recommend is that even though this is a small project, it's a complicated project because not only do you want a closet, you also want laundry there. I think this is a great opportunity for you to consult with an architect because you have a lot to do to get this done correctly, and you also don't want to make it look like it's sort of slapped on the outside of your house because it's going to detract from your home value. But every single time I've seen somebody try to take a deck and convert it into living space, it's never worked out too well. It might be that you can preserve some of the framing and maybe incorporate it in there, but it's going to now be living space. It's going to have to be heated. It's going to have to be cooled. It's going to have wiring. It's going to have plumbing. You know, it's an addition. It's no longer going to be in a deck. So while that space might fit well for it, you know, starting with the existing deck doesn't always make the most sense, okay?
Okay. So what would we would have to just tear that deck down and start over, or?
You may, but that's why I say let's not speculate on this and let's not make a wrong step. This is a type of project where you are well advised to hire an architect. It's not going to be an expensive consulting fee because it's a small project. But it's really smart to do that in this situation because you'll find out what you can save and what you have to tear down. You won't make a costly mistake.
Okay. I didn't want anything falling off the house and tearing a roof apart, and I didn't want to have to do all of that. So I appreciate your advice.
Thank you, Diane. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Damien in Iowa on the line who's got a mystery noise in the bathroom. Tell us about it.
Bought a new house beginning of April. It's my second house I've owned. And in my master bedroom, in the closet, master closet, in the master bath, it's just some weird, like, clicking, ticking noises in the walls.
Does that happen when you run water, Damien?
That does, but that's mainly, I think, my plumbing's in the flooring. And I don't think this is a plumbing issue.
So if it happens consistent with, you know, run the water, turn the water on, off, it's almost always the pipes expanding and contracting. If the pipes are rubbing against the wall, as it expands or contracts, it will make that clicking sound, and then that clicking sound will resonate. So it could be originating in the floor, and you might hear it in the wall and so on. Sometimes it sounds like a drip. Sometimes it sounds like a click. But in a bathroom area, that's the almost exclusively the reason that that sound occurs.
Here's my thing. It happens in the closet, and it happens, like, for hours at a time when the plumbing's not even being used.
Okay. Well, it still could be expansion and contraction.
Could it be because I'm kind of facing the west side, and it happens in the afternoon? Do you think the sun has anything to do with it? Stuff heating up in the walls, or
it may very well because when you're heating things up, that you're going to get expansion.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just not used to it. I used to own a brick house, and this one's steel siding. So I never used to hear those kind of sounds.
Oh, well, see, yeah, the expansion, the contraction of the siding is very noisy, too.
Oh, could that be it then?
Yeah, it could be, absolutely.
I've gotten to the point where I almost want to take a hammer to my drywall and see what's going on in there.
Yeah, I think you'd be chasing it for a long time and probably never exactly find the point. But it's pretty typical, and I wouldn't worry about it. Okay, Damien?
All right, thank you so much. Appreciate it, guys.
You are tuned to the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get all your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, are your plants looking a little parched? Well, we're going to share how an easy-to-install drip irrigation system can help get the water right where it's needed in today's home solution tip presented by Angie when the Money Pit returns. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Help yourself first by going to MoneyPit.com/ask.
Michelle in Minnesota is on the line with a bathroom floor thing, is all I can call it. What is going on? You're getting moisture coming up through the floor?
Yes, it's a laminate floor. This is my third summer in this house, and it's the first time that I've had this issue. And it was started around the warm and humid days. At first, I thought maybe that it was my toilet leaking because I had a new toilet put in last summer. But the plumber did come out and pull the toilet, and it didn't look like it was leaking or that the seal was broken on it. So we're thinking that it's condensation from the concrete slab coming up between the slats of the laminate flooring.
So the laminate flooring is on top of a concrete slab?
Correct, yep.
What's this doing to the floor? Is it causing it to deform in any way, or is it just showing up as a stain?
It is not buckling or anything along the edges. He thinks that maybe it's a rubber flooring, more of a rubber-based flooring rather than a wood. And so it has not curled the edges or anything like that. It just seeps up as moisture, and it comes beads up right along the edges of the laminate.
Do you have air conditioning in this bathroom?
I do not. Nope.
Yeah, I was thinking cooler, moist air against a warmer floor could cause additional condensation. So, look, if you want to reduce the moisture that's coming up through the bathroom, there's a couple of things I can suggest. First of all, you want to take a look at the grading and the drainage conditions outside that bathroom, because the slab, if it's getting very wet, is extremely hydroscopic. So all the moisture in the earth will be drawn into the slab, and that's going to wick up and show up in your bathroom, apparently. So take a look at your gutters and downspouts. Make sure they're clean and free-flowing, and the spouts are extending 4 to 6 feet from the house. Get all that roof water away. And then take a look at the angle of the soil and make sure that that's sloping away. Now, do you have a fan in this bathroom?
Yes.
That is helpful. You might want to think about replacing the fan with one that has a built-in humidistat, because that's convenient on a couple of fronts. First of all, when you take a shower and you leave the bathroom, turn the switch off, it'll actually stay on until all the moisture is properly vented out of there. And if it does get humid on its own, then the humidistat will kick the fan on and also dry it out. They're not terribly expensive. I know Brone makes a good one. There are a number of manufacturers you can find this from. And keep an eye on the floor. Some laminate floors, you know, stand up very well to moisture. I've seen laminate floors that are going to be submerged, and they don't seem to be affected by it, but others will buckle just like hardwood would. So just keep an eye on it. And if it ends up that it does have to be replaced, I would paint that cement slab underneath with a couple of coats of epoxy paint to kind of seal in and stop the moisture from evaporating through it in the room.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But only if you get that far. I mean, I wouldn't tell you to tear up the floor now, but if you have to replace it, just make sure you seal the slab at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, thank you. That's good. Good. Thanks.
All right, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, micro-irrigation is a system of drip tubing and tiny sprayers, and it's a great way for you to get water right where you need it for specific plants and areas of your yard. Now, unlike a lawn irrigation system, installing drip irrigation is not as complicated. You don't need a sophisticated irrigation network to supply the micro-irrigation. A spigot for a hose is going to do the trick. It's perfect for flower beds and shrubs because what it does is it delivers the water right where you need it under low pressure.
Now, most micro-irrigation systems consist of drip tubing. It's either a quarter-inch or half-inch hose fitted with tiny plastic nubs that are called emitters. The emitters allow water to drip out at a regulated pace without clogging. Now, the tubing is going to snake around and among plants and trees to get the water into the soil at the roots. There's also a lot of accessories. You can have sprayers for ground cover, foggers for hanging containers, and single emitters for reaching plants that are sort of off the grid, which allow you to customize a system that's perfect for your situation. To get started, it's best to draw a plan of your garden and then map out a configuration of the tubing and the accessories you'll need for your project.
Now, the actual plumbing connection is really simple, too. It doesn't have to be permanently installed. Instead, the system connects to an outdoor faucet. You first screw the vacuum breaker to the pressure regulator to prevent contaminated hose water from backwashing into the house's supply lines, and then you attach the filter to the pressure regulator and connect the hose to that filter.
And once the tubing's installed, you cover it with about 2 inches of mulch to keep that water from evaporating before it reaches the plant's roots, and you'll give your garden a nice manicured appearance.
Chris in Georgia is on the line with an electrical question. What's going on?
Yes, ma'am. I've got a question with an electrical issue in our bedroom. We bought this house and trying to find out some answer to why the, like, the bottom plug of a duplex receptacle would work. But if you plug into the top part of the outlet, it won't work. There's no power.
And is there any possibility that the top outlet is on a switch?
It could be.
Okay. I've seen that. You don't see it very often, but I have seen it where what looks like a normal outlet is actually split, and the top one is wired to a switch, and the bottom one isn't.
Oh, okay.
So theoretically, you would have your light on that top one. Now, if that's not the case, then obviously something's wrong with the outlet, and I would just replace the outlet. It shouldn't be a big deal.
Awesome. I appreciate the advice.
All right, Chris, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Very good. Thank you.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on this summer weekend? We are counting down the days to fall when the weather becomes perfect for projects. So let us help you tackle those last-minute summer renovations, projects, remodels, just little fix-ups. Whatever it is you are working on, Team Money Pit is standing by. We are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. You can find skilled local pros easily with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if you do a lot of painting but have yet to try out a paint sprayer, you're working too hard, guys. We're going to share some new technology that makes quick work of big projects next.
You live in a body pit.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly.
So, the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, host of the Money Pit Podcast, with tips to help prepare your home for a stormy summer. Get ultimate storm protection by installing a quality metal roof. Exceptionally strong and resilient, metal roofs can withstand fires, hurricanes, ice, and snow. And new styles mimic tile and slate and clean easily with just soap and water. Replace old single-pane windows with new Energy Star certified windows from Pella and save hundreds a year in energy bills. Pella's innovative windows even include hidden screens that disappear when not in use. A well-insulated home lowers energy bills and increases comfort year-round. Thermafiber Fire and Sound Guard Plus from Owens Corning is made from natural ingredients, offering enhanced fire, moisture, and sound benefits. And instead of replacing your smoke alarm batteries, replace the alarm with First Alert's 10-year smoke and carbon monoxide alarms, available at Lowe's. The 10-year sealed battery lasts the life of the alarm and means no low battery chirps. For more, follow the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. When it comes to the materials we use to build a house, concrete has got to be the strongest. And you'd think that it should also be the toughest, but strength definitely has its weaknesses. And when it comes to concrete, that's often the cracks that form. Now, once that happens, and especially if water is allowed to seep in, those cracks will multiply and get bigger and bigger.
Well, DAP has a new product that can help. The new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Self-Leveling Concrete and Masonry Sealant provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. Within an hour, it's also ready to paint and can stand up to rain. And it requires no additional tools, stays flexible, and won't crack, shrink, or bubble. Plus, it's backed by a lifetime guarantee.
DAP's AMP Self-Leveling Concrete and Masonry Sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide. Or learn more at DAP.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What kind of projects are you guys tackling today over at your own Money Pit? Well, whatever it is, if you can dream it, you can build it. and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Be sure to grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Deborah in Pennsylvania, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Okay, I'm purchasing a home that has a couple of stains on the ceiling. And it turns out the stains are located directly under the vents. I don't know any other way to explain it, but they're like there's tubes on the seat on the outside where the roof is. So I was told by the inspection that those rubber stopper things that go around them need to be replaced.
Okay, yeah. So the plumbing vent flashing is what is leaking here. And the plumbing vent flashing consists of an aluminum piece of flash material that goes underneath the roof shingles and a rubber boot that is designed to fit over the plumbing pipe. And they very often, that rubber boot will very often crack and deteriorate and does have to be replaced. Not a terribly complicated job. You know, a roofer or a carpenter can do it in about 10 or 15 minutes. They just basically have to peel up a roof shingle or two right around there. You can do that with a flat bar. You can actually put the flat bar under the roof shingle, get it right up to where the nail is and kind of wiggle it back and forth. That nail will come right out. You can kind of disassemble the roof one shingle at a time, replace the flashing vent, and put it back together. So pretty easy, straightforward repair project, and not the least bit unusual, Deborah. Okay?
Okay. Well, I appreciate you taking my call. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good luck, Deborah. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you do a lot of painting, but you have yet to try out a paint sprayer, well, you are working too hard. The new Wagner high-efficiency airless paint sprayers can deliver more paint without waste and result in a far better finish than you can achieve with other methods. For example, the Titan Control Max 1700 high-efficiency airless paint sprayer is really good for handymen, general contractors, and experienced homeowners who are tackling large painting projects.
Now, the high-efficiency airless technology in these sprayers produces 55% less overspray and goes on three times faster than a roller. Plus, it pulls paint directly out of a 1 gallon or a 5 gallon paint container, and it has a 30-foot hose, so it makes it super easy to get around. And when you're done painting, you can store the tips, the tools, everything right in the integrated storage, which I love, so I'm never losing things.
The Titan Control Max 1700 high-efficiency airless paint sprayer by Wagner is available at Lowe's Home Improvement and retails for $379.
Bob in South Dakota is dealing with a drywall issue. What's going on at your house?
We have a 1990s home, and we had sheetrock nails that were put in that began popping mainly toward the ceiling area and corners, inside corners especially. And we had a contractor redo some. We redid some ourselves. One of the things they did and we did is we just drove the nails in and covered them and put a screw maybe 2 to 3 inches from it, but the nails reappeared after we did it. What's the answer?
Well, it would if he just drove it back in and didn't put a second nail that overlaps it.
Well, and then it's in the same hole, so it's given the same movement area. Now, what Tom mentioned with the second nail is, you're right, putting a screw in, a screw is a great way to do that, but if you're putting the screw in, I would have taken out the nail instead of giving it the space to come back out. But what you can do, if you see the nail to start backing its way out, you can take a second nail and overlap it so that, you know, the two heads would overlap. So when you drive in the second nail, it pushes that first nail back down with it and will keep it in its place because the new nail is in fresh wood, so it'll stay there. And then you go ahead and, you know, cover over and sand it and spackle it, everything, make it nice and smooth to prime and paint. But a screw really is the best way because those won't back themselves out.
What do you think, in your professional opinion? I've listened to your show a lot, and just as a plug for you guys, thanks a lot for all the helpful hints. But what do you think has caused those screws to pop like that, or nails, I should say?
Normal expansion and contraction. You know, the nails that are used to attach drywall have a glue coating on them. They're like a rosin coating. And when you drive the nail in, it's supposed to kind of stick on the wall, but it doesn't. And as the walls expand and contract, they very often will back out. It's really typical. It would be unusual for it, frankly, to not happen. But the key is that when it does happen, if you just drive it back in, it's going to happen all over again. But if you were to overlap the
the old nail head with a new nail head so that you're now creating sort of a second nail and a second nail hole that's holding it in place. That's effective. Or you pull out the drywall nail altogether and replace it with a drywall screw, and it will never pull out. The fact that you put the screw 2 or 3 inches from the old one, you know, will help keep that board tight, but it's not going to stop the drywall nail from expanding, contracting, and pushing itself back out, as you've learned. You really need to sort of reinforce it by overlapping the heads with a new nail.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. And I think from what I've seen, if we pull the old nail and put a screw in a ways away, I think that's the best solution, because then we don't have any possibility of anything happening there again and doing away with a situation completely.
Trial and error is the best, right?
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. Thank you for the great show.
All right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to connect you with the skilled pros you need for all your home projects.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, repair to remodel. Download the Angie app today.
Coming up, Nicole is having a hard time getting caulk to stick to her shower. We're going to walk through it step by step for that project when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Raliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Raliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. And Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Spending power of all the cocks that are out there. Harder to work with because you can't really smooth it out with your favorite trowel, or my favorite trowel, which is your finger. But there is a way you can do that. And that is if you use some soapy water, if you spray some soapy water or dip your hand in some soapy water like dish soap, maybe a little dish soapy water in a spray bottle, spray your finger with that, then it will slide on top of the silicone caulk. And in this way, you can get a nice even bead all the way around. Once that's done, let it dry, and you should be good to go. I can't imagine if you follow all those steps that it will come out again. I think you're just having a problem because whatever's underneath is not binding to the new caulk.
All right, next up, Parker from Chicago says, I'm buying a new house and curious about window replacement. The home was built in 1985, and several windows look like they have moisture coming through, and I'm wondering if I should plan on replacing them.
So when you say they look like they have moisture coming through, I'm going to guess that you're talking about fogging in the window, condensation in between the window panes. Because when we made windows in 1985, and we still do this very similarly today, but maybe with slightly different materials, we put an insulator gas in between two panes of glass. And the insulator gas is usually argon or something similar to that, and helps make the window more energy efficient in the winter and in the summer. But as the seals fail, and the seals have a funny name, they're called swiggle. When the swiggle leaks, then you get condensation between those panes of glass, and that's what makes them look like they're leaking, as you say. The thing is, it's not really going to affect the energy efficiency a tremendous a lot. So just because the window's fogged, unless it's really bugging you, I don't think you have to replace the windows. So I put this in sort of the nice-to-have category, not the have-to-have. And if you are going to replace the windows, I would suggest that you start on the south side if you're concerned about the bills for electricity in the summer and air conditioning, or the north side if you're more concerned being in Chicago about the bills in the winter. You don't have to do all sides at once. You can parse this out over a couple of years for sure.
You know, Parker, we get so many calls about this sort of swiggle failure issue where you see the condensation in between. And I mean, truly, as long as the window is functioning okay, it's just cosmetic. It's not something to worry about, but it is so common. Everybody deals with it, so tackle it as you will. And you know what? Good luck in the house. I'm glad you got a new home, and hopefully it all works out for you and you're enjoying your place.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, we really appreciate you guys sticking with us for today's program. We hope you picked up a tip or two to help you take on projects around your house. Remember, if you've got questions, you can always reach out to us at moneypit.com/ask. But for now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a body pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people
Caleb trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The death toll from fires on Maui, now 80.
Governor Josh Green had warned the death toll would rise as search and rescue operations continued. At a news conference aired by Hawaii News Now, Coast Guard spokesperson Aja Kirksey said Coast Guard members moved quickly earlier this week. She said they helped rescue people who were forced to jump into the ocean to escape the wildfire.
The initial information we received was potentially up to 100 people had entered the water and would be in need of assistance.
Standing among the charred ruins of what was once her home, Lahaina resident Sydney Carney told the AP the fire wiped out her entire neighborhood.
I walked through my room and there's just nothing, like, everything is gone.
The wildfires are the state's deadliest natural disaster in decades. I'm Karen Chamas.
Republican presidential hopeful Vivek Ramaswamy is working to convince more voters that he could be their nominee. And as much as he says he respects former President Trump, would be a better 2024 candidate and president. Appearing at the Iowa State Fair this week, Ramaswamy says he's a member of his generation.
I just turned 38. They said 37 was a little too young to be president, so I said, fine. I'm going to turn 38, so I got that problem solved. But you know, speaking as a member of my generation, I think we are in the middle of this national void where young people like me, we're just so hungry to believe in something bigger than ourselves.
Among the GOP hopefuls making the obligatory appearance in an election campaign were former President Trump, his Vice President Mike Pence, along with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Also appearing at the fair this week, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, talk show host Larry Elder, and Miami Mayor Frances Suarez. News and analysis at townhall.com.
DeGorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Syrian opposition activists say gunmen ambushed a bus carrying Syrian soldiers in the country's east, killing more than 30 people, wounding others. The Thursday night attack was believed to have been carried out by members of the Islamic State group. The BBC's Mike Thompson has more.
The attack took place near the town of Al-Mayadeen in the vast desert province of Deir ez-Zor. The soldiers were killed when jihadists surrounded their military bus and opened fire. The ambush is the third in a week by the Islamic State group. A few days ago, 10 pro-government fighters were shot dead in an IS assault in Raqqa. And last week, 7 people died when the jihadists attacked a convoy of oil tankers. Despite losing the last of its territory in 2019, IS maintains hideouts in the vast Syrian desert, from which it carries out ambushes and hit-and-run attacks.
Italy is celebrating the return of 266 antiquities. SRN and townhall.com. WorldCoin is drawing the attention of privacy regulators.
The international ID startup also facing investigations in Europe over whether the biometric data the company is collecting is really secure. Now, the goal of WorldCoin is to give people a form of identification that can never be stolen nor duplicated. WorldCoin creates a world ID by capturing an image of the iris in both eyes of a person. It's the creation of Sam Altman, the CEO of ChatGPT, maker of OpenAI, and offers cryptocurrency to get people to sign up. Jason Walker reporting.
Illinois, the first state in the nation to ensure child social media influencers are compensated for their work. The bill goes into effect next year. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Goldleaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale along with all roses and stuff. Looking for particular trees or shrubs? See if we can special order it for you. Goldleaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Goldleaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and take advantage of our crepe myrtle and rose sale. Goldleaf Nursery is located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Plain dumb. They're designed to keep your water hot whether you need it or not.
And that can mean lots of wasted energy. But there's a quick fix that's easy and inexpensive.
Read how to install a water heater blanket when you hit moneypit.com. Just click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT. 888-666-3974.
The Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, the Angie app, and RoofMax. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And as you look around your house, what projects are you planning to get done this weekend? You got a little to-do list going on? Well, we can help if you reach out to us with questions, especially if you're stuck in the middle of a project, you don't know how to get a project started, or maybe you want to plan a project for the days and weeks and months ahead. All great reasons to reach out to us here at Team Money Pit, because that's what we do, and we do it just for you. Give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask for the quickest possible response. Hey, coming up on today's show, if you've been thinking about updating your kitchen but you're concerned about costs and the complications of a project like that, we're going to have some easy tips on updates that you can do over a weekend that can totally transform your space without those hassles.
And did you know that roof leaks can start 2 years before they become visible from the inside of your house? We'll share how to find roof leaks before they find you.
And has your gas grill been getting a good workout this summer? Well, now might be a really good time to shop for an upgrade, especially as gas grills go on sale at the end of the summer. But which features are worth paying for and which are just fluff? We'll tell you just ahead.
Well, whatever it is you guys are working on at your Money Pit this weekend, let Tom and I give you a hand tackling all your to-dos with confidence.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Linden, Ohio, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I had an old garage torn down, so I had a prior cement pad, and I had a steel building put up. I have gaps now from the steel building is not, the metal is more like a corrugated. It's got a little ripple in it, and where it meets the floor, and they put a like 2x4 base around the inside to screw the metal to it. Well, I'm getting chipmunks in there and everything like that in between. What can I use to seal it but still keep it so when the cold weather comes, it expands like it needs to?
You must be having some pretty big gaps there if the chipmunks are getting into that.
Yeah.
How much space are we talking about?
Some spots it's not very big at all, but some it's like maybe 2 or 3 inches high.
Oh, wow.
Because the cement pad was not really leveled, or throughout the years, too, it could have sunk down in certain areas. I don't know whether to put, like, another board.
Yeah, so listen, if you've got 2 or 3 inches of gaps, you're going to have to add some additional sort of siding-type materials to cover that gap. You could actually use additional galvanized metal and form it to fit in that space. If you have smaller gaps, those could be filled with, say, spray foam insulation, or you could use steel wool. Sometimes when we're trying to plug up little gaps, especially when it comes to rodent prevention, I'll have folks put steel wool in there that they're not apt to chew through. But you can't have a gap that big and not expect those types of animals to get by.
Awesome. I'll try that. The steel wool and the foam.
Good luck with that project, Linda. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Greg in Delaware, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I just moved into a house in Milford, Delaware. And I have a lime scale buildup on my shower door from the previous owners. And I tried every chemical possible, Kaboom and CLR, and it was ineffective. I wanted to know what's the best solution or the best tool I can use to get lime scale buildup off a glass shower door.
If it's lime scale for sure and CLR is not removing it, then I wonder if it's something else, because CLR is really effective at removing lime scale buildup. Have you tried to test this deposit with some vinegar?
No.
Because if you put some white vinegar, saturate like a sponge with white vinegar, and wash across that what you're calling a lime deposit, it will instantly melt it. If it really is lime, if it's really calcium and lime, it will instantly melt it, and then you can rinse it off. If it's not, then I wonder if there's something else that's staining the door.
What else could it be?
Sometimes, depending on the types of cleaners that people have used in the past, they can actually scratch those doors. If you use something that was an abrasive cleaner to clean the shower door, you can put kind of like a fog across it that looks a little bit like a limescale buildup, but it's really just the damage to the surface of the door. Do the vinegar test, Greg. See what happens, and then let us know, okay?
Okay, I definitely will.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Laura in Connecticut's on the line and wants to rearrange the kitchen. How can we help you?
It's an old house. The house is 100 plus. And right underneath the kitchen floor, there is a portion of the floor that doesn't have a beam under it. But we would like to put an appliance there. We would like to place an appliance there. So we just need something that would just support it gently, just in case too much weight.
So, I mean, generally speaking, floor structures are designed to hold a refrigerator. They're not that heavy. If you wanted to beef up the structure of that area, your kitchen already has existing floor joists, so the girder will go perpendicular to those. It's not a true girder in the sense that it wouldn't be supported with its own foundation, but what sometimes many folks will do is they'll put a girder-like beam underneath those floor joists on some lolly columns, maybe supported by a very small foundation that might be a 1-foot by 1-foot square pour of concrete. So that you can kind of take the bounce out of the middle of those beams. Sometimes if you have long beams in a house or long floor joists in a house, you'll get kind of a bounce when you walk across the floor, and that can make it feel weak, even though maybe it's not, but it just has more flex in it than you're accustomed to. So putting in the additional beam perpendicular to the floor joists can eliminate that. It's not going to hold up more than that beam, so it doesn't need to be substantially supported. But I think still that you could do a carpenter could do a good clean job and give you that additional support that's going to make you feel comfortable. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Okay. Now, if there is a dirt floor, would it be wise to put down a cement foundation?
So you would support it by columns, and the bottom of the column would be supported by concrete, not necessarily a complete floor, but what generally you'll do is dig out maybe a 1-foot by 1-foot square hole, fill that up with concrete, and have the column sit right on top of that. Again, it's not the same kind of foundation that you would use to put a beam up that was holding up the entire house, but what you're really doing here is just sort of taking the bounce out of that floor and giving it a little bit of additional support. Laura, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. 888-MONEY-PIT is presented by Angie. Tackling home projects is easy when you just Angie that. Get the app today.
And just ahead, kitchen reno in a weekend? Totally doable. We'll walk you through that project next.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Just share your project online or with the Angie app, and with Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros to find the best price for your project. So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. If you're remodeling a kitchen or bath, there's one ingredient that you want to get right. And it's not one you'd normally think of. I'm talking about caulk. You know, it's one of the last steps to a kitchen or bath reno, but it's a really important product for sealing gaps that can cause leaks resulting in damage, including mold.
The new AMP Kitchen and Bath Hybrid Sealant is designed for projects and applications around tubs, sinks, showers, and toilets. It can be applied on wet or damp surfaces, provides a 100% waterproof seal, it can be painted in as little as 30 minutes, and it prevents mold and mildew growth, keeping your caulk seams looking fresh and clean for the life of the sealant.
DAP's advanced hybrid sealants outperform silicone in key performance attributes such as wet surface application, paintability, and crystal clear clarity, providing maximum performance for every project.
AMP Kitchen and Bath Hybrid Sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide, or learn more at DAP.com.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
August is National Curb Appeal Month, and a good time to take a look at your home's exterior. Now, if your sidewalk, your front porch, or your steps could use a makeover, there's an easy DIY solution. It's called Terrazzo from Deich Coatings. It's a decorative granite coating that rolls over concrete and masonry surfaces. There are 7 premixed colors that sparkle with fine grades of granite. You'll get instant curb appeal for your walkways, steps, and porches. That's Terrazzo finishes. Order at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Whatever you guys are working on, whether you're dealing with a repair or you're dreaming about a renovation, consider us your coach, your helper, your home improvement therapist for all things remodeling, decor, and fix-up on the Money Pit Podcast. Be sure to download yours today at moneypit.com/podcast. All right, Abram in Arizona is on the line looking to run a gas line for a dryer. How can we help you?
I have a home that has an electric outlet for the dryer, but I want to run a gas line to it because I have a gas dryer. I'm in Goodyear, Arizona, so it's not like I desperately need a dryer. I could just set it out and it would dry.
Exactly.
But I would like to run a gas line for the heat versus using electric.
Now, does the house already have gas hooked up to it?
Yes, the hot water heater and the kitchen both have gas.
Okay. So running a gas pipe, you know, is generally a job for a plumber because if you get it wrong, you could cause a serious issue. But essentially, What you're going to need to do is to tap into the existing gas line at the place that it makes the most sense to do that, depending on the layout of the line. You're going to need to obviously have a valve before that so you can do this work, or you can turn the gas off at the meter to do the work. And then you're going to have a valve at the end of it, and then you're going to have a flex gas line that goes from that valve into the dryer itself. So it's not a terribly complicated project to do, but if you've not worked with gas piping before, it's not the kind of job that I would generally recommend be your first do-it-yourself project because of the danger of it, getting it wrong.
Okay, okay. Thank you.
All right. Take care, sir. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, now we've got Linda on the line calling in from Florida. How can we help you today?
I have a cement floor that was originally stained, and then it was painted over with supposedly a really good stuff, and now not doing well, and we want to take care of it, but we don't want to have to remove all that's there. We just want to know if you have something we could put over it that will, it has heavy machinery in it, and, you know, there's gas and oil and all that sort of stuff.
So this is where, in the garage?
Actually, it's in a hangar.
Oh, it's in a hangar. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So usually the best kind of floor for an industrial location like that is epoxy paint. And the way epoxy paint works is it's a two-part paint. So when you purchase it, you know, it probably comes in larger quantities depending on how many square feet you want to apply. But typically, like for a house, it would come in a gallon-sized container, except that when you open the gallon up, it's only filled up about three-quarters of the way because you also get a quart of hardener. And the idea is you mix the two together. And then the chemical reaction is what gives you the durability and the drying of that epoxy surface. Now, because it was stained and not as concerned, because it was painted, you will need to at least get off any loose paint material that's there now. Because if you put good paint over bad paint, you're still going to have flaking because the bad paint acts kind of as, you know, like the Teflon there, and it won't let the new paint get into the floor itself. So you are going to have to pressure wash that floor, or you're going to have to abrade that floor. You got to get as much of that old paint off as you can so that you have a good surface. But I think the solution is epoxy paint. And they also have sort of a coloring fleck that can be added to that paint that gives it kind of a texture and helps sort of hide the dirt. So if you're looking for, you know, a reasonably easy, inexpensive way to give that floor a whole new look and new life, I would recommend epoxy paint.
Well, thank you so much. I enjoy listening to you.
Well, thank you, Linda. We appreciate the call. 888-666-3974.
Well, if home is where the heart is, then kitchens are clearly one of the vital organs that convert a house into a home. So it's no surprise that kitchen renovations are among the most popular remodeling projects tackled each year. But while any home improvement projects can be complicated, major kitchen remodeling can turn your life completely upside down, and not to mention all those fast food pounds you're going to be putting on while you're waiting for that kitchen to welcome you back in.
Well, to avoid the home improvement hassles, it makes sense to break down the projects into what we call modules. These are smaller pieces that can be completed independently of one another. So not only does this make the project more manageable, the smaller changes can have a big visual impact and cut down on the need for more major makeovers.
For example, changing your kitchen countertop, painting the kitchen cabinets, or just replacing all the cabinet hardware are projects that can be done in hours, not weeks, and they result in a super attractive transformation.
Yep, and likewise, replacing the kitchen floors, improving the kitchen lighting, or just painting the room can deliver a fresh new look for your space. And replacing faucets with water-efficient models, as well as switching out old appliances for the more efficient Energy Star certified products, can lower utilities all across the board. Bottom line, with a couple of weekend projects, your kitchen will be good to go for the months and years ahead.
Steve in Iowa is on the line with a decking question. What can we do for you today?
I've had my deck on my house for, it's been probably at least 15 years. It's a floating deck, so it's not attached to the house. And the only problem with that is part of the deck has a cistern underneath of it.
Oh, so it's covering this old cistern, okay.
Yes, but the cistern is still, I don't use it often, but it is nice to have, so I don't want to take it out.
Okay.
Because my deck is settling at different levels and the cistern, above the cistern, obviously I can't put any post holes in to stop the heaving.
Yeah, so how do you actually get to that cistern when you want to get to it? Do you have to pop deck boards up, or is there a hatch?
No, there's a pipe that runs outside the deck. And you can just dump the water into there.
Well, if the deck is heaving, if it's structurally moving, then there's nothing that you're going to do short of basically replacing that with a better foundation that's going to stop that from happening. How big is this deck?
20 by 12.
Yeah, is your concern that the deck is moving and that the floor is getting uneven? Or is your concern that the lumber is cracking and checking? What's your big concern with it?
The deck is very uneven. By the house, it has settled probably maybe 8 inches. And then where the cistern's at, it hasn't settled at all.
And this cistern, this is not like an open well, is it, where somebody could fall into it? This is a pipe that comes out?
No, it feeds directly into my basement. There's a concrete lid over the top.
So you really do need to have some sort of a structural cover for this. So I guess what I would do in this case is I would probably take the old deck apart and rebuild it. I would reframe it and basically do it all from scratch and put in some better footings for this. Now, you can use columns in the ground, but they have to be on their own footings. So what you might want to do is dig down and sink posts, like 6x6 posts into the ground and kind of do this almost like it's a pole barn, but you're really only doing this to support the girders and the beams for the deck. And then you're stringing new joists across from that. And then I would think about using composite decking on top of this, and I would definitely build in an access panel, which could be, you know, sort of like a hatch that lifts up or just the panel that lifts out to give you access to that cistern space in case you want to use it.
Would you ever consider pouring concrete first and then building the deck over top of that?
No. I mean, if you were going to do concrete, then you would just do a concrete patio, but isn't that going to make it hard to get to the cistern and access the space?
Yeah, I would just thought, I didn't know if pouring concrete all the way around the cistern first would work and then pour the deck on top of that.
No. You don't need the concrete to make this deck structurally strong and to stop it from wobbling. If it's designed properly from the get-go, you're not going to have this issue. I suspect it was not when it was built, and that's why it looks like it does now.
Okay. Thank you much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Marion, North Dakota needs some help with a concrete floor. What can we do for you?
We got crumbling concrete on the basement floor.
Okay.
After water problems this spring.
All right.
And it's very crumbly and powdery.
Mm-hmm.
And there are places on it that I'd like to paint if I could.
Do you want to try to stabilize the deterioration of the concrete?
Yeah. I was wondering if there's some kind of sealant that could be sprayed or poured on it.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, in terms of the water problem, is this a problem that happened after a heavy rainfall?
Yeah.
All right. So if you've got water that comes in after a heavy rainfall, I want to make sure we try to slow this down so it doesn't happen again. Adding sump pumps, things of that nature, is not going to stop this from happening again. What stops the heavy rainfall from getting in is outside looking at your gutters and your grading, making sure the downspouts are discharging away from the house, making sure your gutters are clean, making sure soil slopes away from the house. We've got extensive articles, several of them, on moneypit.com. Just search how to stop a leaking basement. It's the same advice, and we talk about the proper drainage improvements. So do that first. And then in terms of the concrete itself, you can use a patching compound. Quikrete has a patching compound product. You definitely want to use the patching compound because it's designed to stick to the old concrete. If you try to put new concrete over it, it's not going to stick. So the ready-to-use patching compounds are trowel apply, they're latex formulas, so it's easy to clean up, but that will seal the old concrete. And then once that dries, then you can paint it. And what I would look for is an epoxy floor paint. The epoxy paints I like because they're a chemical cure. When you buy the floor paint, you get the paint in a gallon can that's about 3/4 filled, and then a quart of hardener. You mix them together, stir them up, and then you apply the paint. Sometimes there is an additive that goes in after the fact that gives you some texture to the floor, helps kind of hide the dirt. But patching it first, then adding an epoxy paint, will have that looking like new in no time.
Okay. So, but the name of the sealant was called what?
Quikrete. Quikrete. It's Quikrete Concrete Patching Compound. Good stuff. Mary, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, Angie does the heavy lifting for you. Just answer a few questions to book instantly or connect with local pros. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, did you know that roof leaks can start 2 years before they become visible from inside your home? We're going to tell you how you can find those leaks before they find you when the Money Pit returns.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, the roof is one part of your house that you rely on day in and day out to protect you and your home from weather. But it's the kind of thing that's out of sight and out of mind, and we really only start paying attention when something goes wrong.
Well, one way to stop that from happening is to have a thorough roof inspection done. Roofing expert Mike Fiesel knows how to do just that. He's a columnist for Contractor Magazine and the president of RoofMax. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
A lot of times roof leaks start way earlier than we actually discover them, right?
Yeah, I mean, roofs on average will leak for about 2 years before it makes its way to the drywall or the inside of the home before you actually even know you have a leak.
Wow, that's a long time, and a lot of damage can happen in a couple of years.
It is surprisingly long.
Yeah, wood rot, attic mold. So, you know, the water has to pass through a lot of different layers, including about a foot and a half of insulation before it actually can stain the drywall before you even know you have it. So that's why inspections are really essential.
So what's included in a good roof inspection? What should a consumer be expecting if they have a roofer do a roof inspection?
You know, a roofer is getting on the roof and, of course, walking the entire roof looking for loose or really the obvious things, loose or missing shingles. And some of those things you can't see from the ground. But then they're looking at the really detailed things like the flashings, missing caulking or caulking that's pulling back from a chimney where the chimney flashing keeps the water out, skylights, valleys. Anywhere there's a flashing keeps water out of the home. They're the most leak-prone areas of the roof. So really giving a close look, a close inspection at the flashings.
Now, do you find that you also have issues when it comes to the shingles themselves? Is it just, you know, a wearing out of the asphalt? Like, what causes the shingles to fail?
Well, the shingle fails for a couple reasons. One is when the oil dries out and they become brittle and they'll start to crack and break apart or blow off and end up in your backyard. But it can also be things like a nail backing through the plywood and pushing that shingle up or even backing through the shingle. And those things are very difficult to see from the ground, so that's why being on the roof, you know, it's important to be on the roof to really look that roof over closely and just make sure there's no problematic areas.
Now, your RoofMax treatment, which is a roof rejuvenation treatment, adds years of life to the roof shingles, but you kind of put your money where your mouth is, and you guys will not do that treatment unless there's a roof inspection done first, which really makes sense, right?
Yeah, so part of our process, you know, first of all, we come out to assess the roof to see does it even qualify or does the customer really just, is it better off to buy a new roof? And then if it does qualify, we're doing an inspection, like I said, looking for all of those items, taking pictures, we'll share them with the customer. And then if they choose to have the treatment, we always do a tune-up prior to applying the treatment. You know, it doesn't make sense to get on a roof and just apply the treatment. You want to do the whole package, the tune-up, give it a good once-over, make sure everything's nice and tight, and then apply the treatment.
So my one shingle on the front of the house that's kind of hanging to the side because it definitely needs a new nail, you guys would do that?
Absolutely, yep. We take a look at all those small, detailed things and just make sure that everything's nice and tight.
Talking to Mike Fiesel. He is an industry expert in the roofing space and president of RoofMax. Mike, I want to ask you, for those that are unfamiliar with the RoofMax rejuvenation treatment, can you just describe what this process is and how it adds life to the existing asphalt shingle roofs?
So very simple. Asphalt has oil in the asphalt that allows it to stay flexible and waterproof. And as that oil dries out, just like on a road where you get potholes, that's because the oil is dried out of the road. Well, the same thing happens to your roof. Once the oil dries out, it's time to replace the roof. We are just putting a natural bio treatment. It's a natural 100% safe oil that we apply. It soaks down into the shingle and replaces the dried out petrochemical oil with a natural bio oil. And we bring that roof back to like new condition out of the package. We pass the same flexibility testing that's required of brand new roofs.
Yeah, it's really a pretty amazing process. I had a chance to witness it myself on a family house down in Florida, which had some shingles that were pretty dried out, and it was interesting to see sort of the before and after of the RoofMax treatment. It did a great job, and in fact, the Florida building inspector came in and followed up on the treatment and told us that it had at least 5 years left of life in it as a result of that treatment, which is about 80% less than the cost of a new roof, so it's a really smart thing to do.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's a great savings, especially in this economy, but you know, there's no reason to, you know, most roofs are in good condition. The flashings, the shingle itself installed properly, it's just drying out. So this is kind of like a skin moisturizer for your shingles. We can get more life out of that shingle. That's the goal with RoofMax.
Mike Fiesel, the president of RoofMax. Thanks so much, Mike, for stopping by the Money Pit and filling us in on this important step of a roof inspection. Now we know exactly what it takes to make sure your roof is going to do the job it's intended to.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Mike Fiesel from RoofMax, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Just ahead, are you thinking about buying a new gas grill? Well, we're going to tell you which features are worth paying for and which are just fluff next.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuikCrete's fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. QuikCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuikCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. On our show, we talk a lot about the importance of making sure your gutters are working properly. If your gutters are clogged or if they have leaking seams and sections, overflowing water can really wreak havoc, causing everything from slippery sidewalks to flooded basements to even cracked foundations.
Now, another area where leaks are common is at the flashing between different roof sections or where vents or chimneys go through. Repairing both gutters and roof flashing requires a sealant that's easy to apply, durable, and flexible enough to expand and contract with the house.
DAP's new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Gutter and Flashing Sealant has all those qualities and more. It provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. It also has a fast 30-minute paint and rain-ready time, and it's designed for both exterior and interior use.
For gutter and flashing applications, AMP Gutter and Flashing High Performance Sealant stays flexible, crack-proof, and is backed by a lifetime guarantee. The sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide, or learn more at DAP.com. Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly.
So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. August is National Curb Appeal Month, and a good time to take a look at your home's exterior. Now, if your sidewalk, your front porch, or your steps could use a makeover, there's an easy DIY solution. It's called Terrazzo from Deich Coatings. It's a decorative granite coating that rolls over concrete and masonry surfaces. There are 7 premixed colors that sparkle with fine grades of granite. You'll get instant curb appeal for your walkways, steps, and porches. That's Terrazzo finishes. Order at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get all your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today.
Well, if you can dream it, you can build it, guys, and we can help. Be sure to join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. You can grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Steve in Kansas, you've got the Money Pit. You want to talk about a leaky roof. How can we help you out today?
Well, we live in a house that was built in 1937, and sometime after the original house was built, there was an addition put on one end of the house that's The house is a two-story house, but the addition is single-story. Where the roof ties into the wall, when we get a hard rain with a lot of wind, which we tend to do in Kansas once in a while, we get water that comes in and it leaks out, drips from the ceiling in that addition.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a wood-burning fireplace. The chimney was made out of brick, you know, and I have caulked every place I can caulk. I've put sealer. I've had a new roof put on the addition, and we still get water in there whenever it rains really hard, and I don't know where it's coming from.
Well, it's the flashing, obviously. So you say this is between the roof and the addition?
Between the wall of the house and the addition.
The problem here is the flashing, and unfortunately, sometimes when this is done, even when you put a new roof on, they tend to reuse the old flashing. In your case, that flashing has got to be leaking. It's letting water get in when the wind hits it just in the right direction. Really what has to happen here is for the siding against that roof intersection to be removed or peeled back, because the flashing has to go from under the roof well up under that siding to make it really, really tight. Now, there are different different flashing products to do that with. Grace, who makes Ice and Water Shield, makes like a flexible siding product that's designed for this purpose. It's like a membrane with an adhesive on it, and you can literally seal in any of that kind of space against exactly this condition. That driving rain that's going to come up between the roof shingles through the traditional aluminum flashing and get into that space between the roof and the siding itself. It's the only way to fix it.
Okay. Well, at least that gives me something to go on.
All right. Well, sorry is not better news, but sometimes it's better off to take it back to the beginning and do it right the first time. As we always say, that if you can do it once and do it right, you won't have to do it again. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you.
Well, has your gas grill been getting a workout this summer? You know, now might be a really good time for an upgrade, especially as gas grills go on sale as the summer starts to come to a close. But what features are worth paying for and which are just the fluff? So first of all, you want to choose features that make the grill efficient and safe, like an electric igniter, which is easier to operate and more reliable than those rotary or push-button starters. Burners, they're the most frequently replaced part of a grill, so you want to look for burner warranties of 10 years or longer. Also, seek out stainless steel or coated cast iron grates for durable, dependable cooking.
And also, don't be misled by the BTU number. Bigger is not always better. You want to select a grill with features you're going to use backed up by a solid warranty to deliver many enjoyable barbecues in the years to come. Now, if the reason you're thinking about buying a new grill is because your burners are rusted out, you don't have to replace the grill. You can just replace the burners. You can replace burners, crossover tubes, flame deflectors, and lava rock for a fraction of the cost of a new grill. All you need is the model number of your old grill. You'll be able to easily order those parts online. You know, I just did this for the second time. For about $100, I replaced the burners and the flame covers on our grill. Now, sure, we could have gone out and bought a new grill and probably found one on sale, but the bottom line is that we like how our grill cooks, and there was no reason not to continue to use it now that we have brand new burners.
Jeanette in Colorado's on the line and needs some help with a radiant heating question. What can we do for you?
I would like to know if it would be good to do the radiant floor ourselves or to have someone else do it. Is it going to increase my electric bill quite a bit? And if it is something I could do, what materials would be best to do?
Wow, lots of questions.
Yeah, we only said one question, lady.
All right, so the bathroom is the only room in the house that you want to have a warm floor?
Well, for starters, we would like to do it in the kitchen also, but we thought we'd start with the small project as the bathroom.
And what kind of a house do you have? Is it a ranch, colonial? What are we talking about?
No, it's more of a ranch. It has a, the bottom is not sitting completely on the ground because it's lots of rocks and stuff in the mountains there. So it does have crawl spaces underneath.
It does?
Yes, it does have crawl spaces where we have sump pumps in there to help anything that might cause that. So you can crawl under the house, but it's not very much room.
Okay, and how is it heated? Is it hot water or a hot air system?
Hot air, but we mostly use pellet stove.
So it sounds to me like you're going to be limited to an electric radiant heating system. There are different types of heating underlayments, so to speak, that you would put on a bathroom floor and you would tile on top of. Now, is it expensive? Yes, it's electric heat. It's expensive to purchase and install. It's expensive to run. It's not a way to save money on your heating bill. There's nothing cost effective about electric heat. It's very pleasant and nice to have that warm floor, but it is an expensive project and it's expensive to run. That said, if you put it on its own timer, so it's only on, say, in the morning or in the evenings for a limited period of time, you can manage that expense. Is it a do-it-yourself project? Yes, if you're pretty experienced, because the tile mats usually have to be ordered custom-made, and, you know, you have to make sure that they're installed properly, because if you get that floor down and it doesn't work, you get a big problem. You end up having to tear it up. Frankly, my advice would be to not do it yourself, because I would rather have a contractor do it that's worked with it time and time again. I'd hate to see the whole thing get together and you got a problem with it and you got to tear it all up and start again. So the amount of additional expense for labor, I think, would have sort of an insurance quality to it to make sure it comes out right.
Well, thank you all for your advice, and I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit presented by Angie. Looking for the best price for your project? Well, Angie makes it easy to compare quotes from multiple pros or even book at an upfront price. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, if you own a dishwasher, it's tempting to throw everything but the kitchen sink into it, but there's a good chance your dishwasher's doing more harm than good. We'll explain when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Give us a call with your questions right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Tom wrote in to Team Money Pit, and he says, I have a stepdaughter that just purchased a home. She's physically challenged and can't go to the basement to do the laundry. She'd like to purchase a stackable washer and dryer and wondered how hard it would be to install upstairs.
You know, that's a great question. So if you're going to do this project, you got to try to find the best location for that washer and dryer, because you've never had that laundry upstairs, that plumbing upstairs, those drains upstairs. What you want to do is try to get it near existing plumbing. So, for example, we have a house that we bought not too long ago. It was a very old house, and it never had a washer and dryer upstairs. So we found the physical space to put that, and fortunately, it was very close to the bathroom. The bathroom was on the other side of the wall. So in this case, we were able to get the plumbing feeds and the drain connected in with the same pipes that are feeding the bathroom and drains coming off the bathroom. That made that project a lot easier. And the second thing to consider is, where are you going to vent the dryer? You really don't want to go too far with that. The shortest possible distance between the dryer and the outside vent is going to work in your favor for a lot of reasons. First of all, your clothes will dry super fast because we're moving that air out. And secondly, it will be a lot less expensive to run that dryer, because they'll just be drying so fast, it means you can use a lot less energy. So short distances are really good, and it also helps keep the duct clean and you don't get lint built up. Sometimes when people run dryer exhaust duct, it can really get clogged up when it goes through several turns on its way outside. So the fewer the better.
And it's crazy how quickly it gets clogged up too. I feel like every time I clean it, like, you know, just a few short months later, I see it again in the driveway. Well, Tom, congratulations to your daughter on her home, and I hope everything works out with the laundry. That's going to be the least of the problems. Here's to lots of home improvements.
Well, if you own a dishwasher, it's tempting to throw everything but the kitchen sink into it. But there's a chance your dishwasher may be doing more harm than good. Find out which kitchen items always deserve that white glove treatment, or at least the rubber glove treatment, in this week's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, it goes without saying that anything marked hand wash should be hand washed, but those aren't the only items that should never make their way into the dishwasher. A seasoned cast iron skillet, I mean, this really is a point of pride for any cook out there, but you can undo all those years of work with one dishwashing cycle. So always hand wash cast iron, but not with soap. You want to scrub it with cooking oil and salt instead, and then wipe it dry with a paper or a cloth towel to keep it from rusting. And if you fill an insulated travel mug with coffee every morning on your way out the door, you need to wash it every night, but by hand. The force of water in your dishwasher can actually get between the mug's outer and inner layers, and that can cause odors and mold, and then it won't be insulated anymore, and your drinks aren't going to stay hot or cold. And the same thing goes for nonstick pans. They're dishwasher safe, but others lose their nonstick quality in extreme heat. So it really depends, and it's not really worth taking the risk. You can either check with the pan's manufacturer or just play it safe. I mean, the minute or two you spend hand washing a nonstick pan definitely beats a ruined pan and a ruined meal. And finally, anything made of wood does not go in the dishwasher. Not only because it's porous and it can absorb soap and other germs, but because of all of that heat, eventually that wood's going to crack and split, and your beloved spatula or scraper or spoon or whatever it is just not going to be there for you in all of your cooking adventures. So hand wash that guy too.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, shake, rattle, and bang are three sounds you do not want coming out of your plumbing pipes. Those loud noises are caused by a condition called water hammer, and they can cause some serious leaks. We're going to share simple tips to silence the water hammer for good on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Hi.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.